what's on the horizon, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What's out there? So many things
More.
to explore
It's mostly
and
ocean. It's
so
mostly
many
ocean.
horizons to see, you know what I mean? Like sea, like the ocean, you know what I mean?
It's yeah, you've got what we were just talking about it. It's either ocean or it's probably Russia, statistically.
Yeah. And that's a statistical likelihood.
Somebody's probably done the math.
Somebody's doing the math right now. Thank
Yeah.
you, Jason.
To all those math doers out there.
It's
Ooh.
GeoGuessr. Gorb, would you like to describe like the 10-second version of what GeoGuessr is?
Oh, do I have to?
10, 9.
Hold up. So basically we're gonna it's gonna be like a random latitude and longitude. The story is gonna take place there. And then the other person's gonna give the prompt plus two character names for the story.
Nice.
And if it
And
hits
I
water,
like
you
that description, longitude. Yep.
God.
All right, I've got a question.
That was sad.
Oh no.
Oh, you have a
Speaking of
question?
sadness. Oh
What's the
yeah.
question?
What day in the year did Sigmund Freud die?
Oh, God. How are
Whoever's
we even going to
closer
measure this?
wins.
What
Whoever's got the
day?
closer day.
Okay, what date?
Yeah. Not what day of the week, but like what month and what number in
So,
that
okay,
month. What?
I'm going straight out of the blue intuition because I feel like there's no way to accurately get. I'm gonna say September 19th. It just feels right.
Okay, I'm going June 4th.
Okay, play the question music.
Here we go. Oh dang. What
Well,
was the exact day you guessed?
I said September 19th because it felt right.
That is insane. You were 4 days away. How did
Woo!
you
I
psychic
just it
divine
felt
that?
right. Yeah, You know what can I say? It's
It's the intuition. It's the Gorb tarot
Yeah,
brain.
you know what I
You
do is I
astral
just
projected the answer.
Yeah, I just take a bunch of coffee grinds and grind them up. And I don't read the grinds, I just
Huff
snort it and I feel confident. And then I can
them.
just say what comes to my mind. Now,
There's Gorb again in one of his coffee daisies. Okay, are you going first
best
or
way to start the
second,
day.
Sir Gorb?
You know what? I'm feeling first. I'm gonna ride this high while I got it.
He's riding the coffee grinds.
Okay.
Okay, I randomize it for you, right? Here we go.
No, I think I roll,
Oh,
right?
you do it. I pick your
Okay.
two character names.
Okay,
What's
and the
where'd
prompt,
you get
yeah.
your location?
Okay, do you want, all right, let me roll first.
If it's
First
at C,
roll.
you get three rerolls, three
Okay,
C
first
rolls.
three C rolls. All right, first location, just a little bit north of Hawaii in the ocean. So I get another, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you're feeling inspired
Okay, a little
by
bit
Ohana.
south of the South Sandwich Islands in the ocean. All right, third reroll. Like we said, it's mostly ocean.
This might as well be called Stories at Sea.
Yeah, just off the coast of India in the ocean.
There you
All right, we're
go.
gonna go
That's where you gotta do it.
final. No,
Oh,
this is
it's the fourth one because you did your
yeah.
three C rolls.
All right, let's see. Here we go, baby. Give me some land. Okay, it's
Land ho.
close. It's close to land. It's still the ocean, technically, but
Okay.
It's just north of Timor-Leste, right at the border of that and Indonesia. Looks like about.
How are you know which place it is?
How I are know which place it is as I look at the map.
Map doesn't look like my map. Anyway, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yep, just next to the.
Okay,
All right,
where
what's
is
my.
it?
It is do you I'm just do you want to see it? Gonna send you
Yeah.
these I'll send you these coordinates so you can look that up on your own time. Where's this? Where's this?
I
Just played
believe
it.
you. Just tell me where it
Just
is.
look up Timor-Leste. The country's it's a
Okay.
small
Oh,
country.
I got it. I know how to work the map. We're okay. I fixed it. Okay,
Right.
Timor-Leste. I don't know
Yeah.
what that is.
It's just north of Australia.
Oh, yeah. It's part of it's like East Timor,
Yes, yeah.
near Indonesia.
I am right off
Okay.
the island of Palau Watar.
Okay. Are you ready for your two character or two characters that must be involved somehow in your story?
Okay, hold on. Let me get a notepad up. Right, what do you got?
Aliens don't use notepads.
Mind pad. Space
There you
pad.
go.
Okay, what are the two names?
Memo.
Mammo? Okay.
Memo.
Mammo.
And Glarble Dank.
Larble. Is that one word? Is that first and last or just.
That's a one word name. It's like Bjork.
Like Bjork. Okay.
Glarble Dank.
Larble Dank
Okay.
and Mammo.
And your prompt, or do we do prompts for
Yeah, I
two?
think we did
Because
prompts, right? Did we
okay.
do prompts? I
Your
don't know.
prompt
I'm
is to
gonna need
tell
a
us where the
prompt.
circle meets its end.
Oh God. All right. You have my timer going?
I had a timer the whole time. Just 1 second while I just marvel at how beautiful my timer was this whole time. Okay.
That's how
Yeah,
it'd
it's
be.
there.
It's there. Is it running? 22:33.
Okay. Where does the circle and where does the circle meet its end? And you're on.
Great, great question. Thank you for asking so much, Zorp. Where does the circle meet its end? Now, for the curious listener who wants to know where the circle meets its end, this is one of those stories where the answer is going to come first. Hold up real quick. The circle meets its end at negative 7.66385 latitude and 126.99064 longitude. Distortion 1.02. I don't know what distortion means, but that's, if you're trying to find the spot, that's probably important.
It's like the setting you put on a guitar so it gets more crunchy.
Oh, okay. That doesn't make more sense, but it helps. It helps. It
If
helps.
you plug your map into an amp, then you can find the place that has distortion.
That sounds about right. I mean, what would I know? But
You're not an explorer.
I am not. Neither do I know how to play the guitar. So, two strikes for me.
What's your third strike, Corp?
We're about to find out because we're just going to roll with this story. So, now that you know where this circle meets its end, first thing you're thinking, fellow listener, well, I guess it wouldn't be fellow listener, it'd just be listener. What is the circle?
What is it?
Great question. And that's what a top-notch team of scientists was sent to find out. Now we're gonna backtrack a little bit here. Are you familiar, Zorb, with the big radio telescope in Panama? There, I think it's called Arecibo. Are you familiar with that?
I am now.
Okay, yeah. So, it can do space stuff,
Yeah. It can see real good.
it can see real, it can pick up those radio messages from outer
Yeah.
space.
What
And
radio
then,
messages is it seeing? It can see them?
well, I don't think it, well, I mean, it depends. There's, what is machine consciousness? But also, for what it's worth, I think it's probably printed more on like a radio wave graph. But anyway, the point
Yeah.
is, in the year 1997, sometime around September 23rd,
Yeah.
they got a message from outer space. Yeah. And so the message came in to this big.
What did it say?
Well, without divulging too much into the inherent problems of translating alien languages, nobody could really figure it out. It was clearly
What did
intelligent.
it look like?
Well,
Or sound like? Or move like?
it's hard to describe, honestly.
Okay.
As somebody who doesn't know what distortion is on a map or a guitar, I'm probably not best suited to
So the
describe what it
language was
sounded
in
like.
distortion.
You needed to understand distortion to translate it,
Yeah.
which it's beyond me. So
And clearly beyond the science team in
yes,
Panama.
yeah. Yep. And so they got
Gosh,
the message.
Earthlings.
It was incredibly important. They could see that, right? Now,
How could
because
they
they could,
tell its importance?
probably because it just didn't follow a natural pattern, There was some sort of
In
symmetry.
what
There
way?
was symmetry. It something about a circle. Let's just say they translated one word and it meant circle, right? Yeah.
Okay. And they knew
Now,
that was bad.
well, I mean, any
Or
inner.
they knew it was urgent.
I just think any inner, what do you call it, extraterrestrial content. We're getting off track. The point here is the message got shoved in a file drawer. Nobody saw it for a long time.
Okay.
Separate attempts were made to try and translate it, but nobody really made much progress.
Yeah.
Until a young man working at that same radio telescope in Puerto Rico found a graph, I guess, probably looked like some kind of graph, in a file drawer.
Oh.
And this young man, he translated it.
What did he figure out?
Young Mamo was his name. It was his nickname. His real name was
The telescope operator?
the guy working there, yeah. Years
Yeah.
later. Yeah, it was
Good
Mamo.
old Mamo.
Good old Mamo. You don't need to know his real name. We're not gonna get that too. Don't get too attached to Mamo, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't pour your heart into
It's
mo
too late.
like most space stories, this is a tragedy waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Now, like, that's the one thing that's like even bigger than the ocean. It's the sky ocean.
It's
Space. It's the ocean of the sky. So everybody, if you're gonna take one thing away from that,
That's
from
what
this story, it should be
Mamo
that. Don't go up there. Now, anyway, young
So what did the
Mamo.
message say? What did he translate? What did Mamo translate?
Mamo translated, the circle ends at those coordinates, which I'm not gonna take the time to go look back up.
Yeah, somewhere in East Timor.
Yeah, just north of Timor-Leste. Now, obviously intrigued. They call a bunch of scientists. There's a get together. Everybody's talking. And they're like, okay, we don't know what the circle is. Thank God for Mamo. He understands distortion. He can even read the map and tell us how to get there. But we should probably go there
Yeah.
and check it out.
Just to see
Right?
what the hell is going on.
Exactly. What's my time check here?
15 minutes.
And what was my prompt? Where the circle ends? That's it? Okay.
Where does the circle meet its end? Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a top-notch team of scientists.
Yeah.
We've got Mammo. He
Yeah.
translated it. He also knows distortion. He can read the map, get us where we need to go. We've got
So Mamo's a gifted man or young man.
I mean, yeah, probably. Yeah. Either that or everybody else is just
I'm
dumb,
not
but
attached, Corb.
so we've got Mammo, we've got Stacy, who's the biologist. We've got Frankie Cheez-Its, he's the IT guy. And I don't know why they need an IT guy, but they're bringing one just in case. And then they've got Vince, who's their
Yeah.
security guy. That's is
Okay.
that four people? Five?
Can
That'll
you
work.
describe very briefly what they look like?
Okay. Do I have to throw Mammo in there?
Memo. I don't want to think about what he looks like.
You don't want to get too attached. So we're gonna gloss over what Mammo looks like.
Yeah.
Stacy, medium height, average build, light brown hair. That's it. She's, I guess,
Is
she's
there
probably
anything
like
unique
30.
about her?
Is there anything unique? She is good at chess, I guess. That's
Oh, okay, damn. Okay.
she's quite bland. Like, I'm
He's a
not saying it in a
whiz.
mean way, right? Okay. Now, do I need to go through everybody here?
You're
Okay.
the master of your own destiny, Gorb.
Okay. Let's just say Frankie Cheez-Its looks like exactly what you think he would. And then same for Vince. So now,
Like Vince
Vince
is like
works
a
for the.
bouncer.
Exactly. See, you got it.
Okay.
Let your
Yeah.
imagination do the work. Now, they board the plane. They're off.
Okay.
They've got a layover in, I don't know, probably Kuala Lumpur at a minimum. I don't know where they were flying, but I guess from Puerto
Yeah,
Rico.
there you go.
So anyway, they get to the nearest big city, which is, hold up.
Somewhere in Indonesia.
Nah, it'd probably be somewhere in Timor. I mean, looks like the city of Dili. Oh, they got an international airport there. Yeah, that's where,
What's
actually,
the
scratch
big
that. They
dealie with that?
just fly into, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, but Dili.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just north of Gleno. Actually, there's a sixth guy there, a local. His name is Gleno, and he's
Good
coming
old
along.
Gleno.
Good
So
old,
he's
he's
their
just,
local guide.
yeah, he speaks the language. I don't exactly know what language they speak in Timor-Leste, but he speaks it, Gleno.
Yeah.
And he's like good
Is he
with.
named after Jay Leno?
He's probably
Or
named
he's
after who.
Gleno, he's not Leno.
No. He's probably named after whoever the city's named for, Gleno. Maybe it's a mountain. I don't.
That's probably for the best. Jay
For
Leno's
what
the
it's worth, getting this prompt, really, I need to reread the Wikipedia page on Timor-Leste after this. Now, anyway, Gleno, Frankie Cheez-Its, Vince, Stacy, and Mammo. Gleno also has a boat. That's a big plus on an island nation.
Yeah,
Having a
that's a win.
boat, it's a big win. So they take Gleno's boat out to the exact location where the circle ends, where the circle meets its end.
Yeah.
Now, time check, Zorb.
11 minutes, 45 seconds.
Oh boy. Okay. So first thing Frankie Cheez-It says when they get out there, he's like, "Oh boy, it's hot.
Yeah.
Is there any
Have
air
you tried
conditioning?"
unplugging it and plugging it back in?
Yeah. No, that's what Stacy says, and then Frankie says, "I know what I'm doing. I'm the IT guy." And Gleno just walks in. He's like, "Can I help?" And he's just like so cheery. You never, you know, like they're so nice that it's just like
Yeah.
you can't help but
He's just
hate them
got
for it.
positive vibes.
It's just too much. He's just too good. He's too good. Rest in peace, Gleno.
Uh-oh, I was about to say, uh-oh, now I'm attached to Gleno.
Don't get attached to any of them. All right.
Okay.
Now they're sailing out to this exact location. It's like a.
Sailing?
Okay, I don't know. They're in a boat. It's probably motor powered. It's probably not a sailboat. I don't know. What do you call that? Boating? Shipping? I don't know.
Going.
They're going. Yes, they are. Good verb. Good verb. They're going over water to that location.
They're navigating.
They're navigating, yes, to that location where it when the circle meets its end, right?
Yeah.
And as they go
And that's what the
closer,
message said exactly.
yes, it said the circle meets its end at insert the coordinates.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, they think there's going to be some sort of, massive, either sort
Revelation.
of archaeological or, physics find at this location, like some sort of
Something.
strange interstellar thing.
Yeah.
Now, what they don't expect, and it was truly weird because, Mamo knows how to read a map. He even has distortion. There's no, you either have it or you don't. That's how distortion
Yeah.
works. And Mamo has
Yeah.
it.
You
Gleno
can't
does
learn
too, but
it.
nobody asked him. But it was strange because there's not an island on that location in the map. But when they
Okay.
pull in, when they get about a mile away and like a half mile, they can see a very small, it looks like a slightly above water coral atoll at that location.
Okay.
And so, I mean, so Vince is like, this is strange. And Stacy's like, oh my God, think about the reef biology. Frankie's
There
like,
could
it's
be
so
creatures
hot.
we've never seen.
And Glenna's like, does anybody want an iced tea? And anyway, they're pulling up.
Good old
Vince is,
Gleno.
he's ready. He's like, you never know what might happen out here.
Yeah.
So he's got, classic tropical ocean spy thriller stuff. He's got a gun. He's got a
Oh.
spear gun.
Oh.
Just in case you have to shoot something underwater.
You never
And I
know.
don't know, maybe like a grenade. That sounds right. Just one, though. He's just got one
He has
grenade.
one spear gun and a grenade.
Yeah. And then one gun, a
Okay.
small firearm,
Okay,
a
like an
handheld. Yeah.
average like Beretta
Yeah.
or
It's like a
whatever.
Glock. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the grenade's old timey too. Like
It's a vintage grenade.
when he boarded the boat, they were like, where did you get that? That looks like a World War I era grenade. Like, does that even work? Is it safe?
Yeah.
And then, classic Vince, he just said, we're about to find the fuck out, and then pretended to bite it, and everybody ducked for cover. That's just kind of the energy he brings there.
He's got that like manic crazy guy energy.
It's but he's there to protect,
Yeah. It's got good manic crazy guy bouncer
I'm not gonna
energy.
say he has a good heart, but it's like it could be worse, right?
He's an effective bouncer.
Rest in peace, Vince. Now, anyway, they're pulling up to the atoll,
Yeah.
and first thing, Frankie's like, "Am I seeing what I think I am? Let me wipe my glasses real quick." And everybody's like, "Is that what we think it is? Time check."
7 minutes, 20 seconds.
And they're like, "Oh my God, is that a fish fry? Are there people having a party on this
On the
little
island?
strip of sand out in the middle of the
How
ocean?
big is the little strip of
It's
sand?
just like it's like a fraction of a sandbar. Like it can't be more than like 4 feet wide, right?
They
But it
standing in
looks like, so
line?
obviously it's strange, right? So, but it looks like there's a group of people out there having some sort of
Yeah.
party, some sort of get together, right? So obviously Vince is like, let me go in first. And they're like, okay, fuck it, fine. Shouldn't Gleno go in first? Because like he speaks the language and he's like, I know what I'm doing. And then he takes out the World War I grenade. And
Yeah.
for what it's worth, he doesn't know what he's doing, but I think you've already assumed that. Now
He's just a grown man trying his best.
I don't let's not hype him up too much now.
He's
so they
eager
dock
to use the grenade.
he is so he so they dock the boat, right?
Yeah.
They pull up. I mean, it's pretty easy. You just sort of like pull up, drop anchor, and you can pretty much just walk right up to the sandbar, right?
Yeah.
It
So
smells
what do they
good.
see?
They see like three guys, right?
Yeah.
Just cooking on a grill on this desolate strip of sand out in the middle of the ocean, right?
Wild.
Wild. That's what they say. So the first thing is everybody gets off the boat, right? They've dropped the anchor.
Yeah.
And then Gleno goes up first, because he's their translator, right? And so he's like,
Yeah.
just tries to speak
So are these local Timor
I'm gonna look at. He tries to
people?
speak. Thank God
The
for the
local
internet.
language.
Tetum, or
Okay.
Portuguese, or maybe
Okay.
Indonesian or English. I don't know.
He tries all four.
he does, and English works surprisingly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, none of the others do, which is
5 minutes.
strange. Yep. And then, so what's even more strange is the man who's cooking in front
Yeah.
of the grill seems to reply with like a Midwestern US accent, right?
Oh, he was throwing an open there.
Yeah, and so Vince is also at this point, he's freaked out. He's like, this is bad, guys. This is bad. Just
Midwesterners are bad news.
in the middle of the ocean in Timor-Leste on a small sandbar, it's clearly bizarre.
Yeah,
Now,
yeah. Something uncanny is
for
happening.
those of us who've read the biography and know about the incident, we all know Vince was a little bit of a loose cannon. And so at this
Yeah.
point, feeling vaguely threatened by the smell of good fish and a Illinois accent, he pulled out his World War I grenade and chucked it. Obviously removed the pin first with his mouth, which is
Oh
bold,
God.
and chucked it. Now, the
I think
sandbar
we've
was,
given Vince too much grace here.
yeah, so it's only 4 feet wide. So obviously he overthrew quite a bit. Way too much
Yeah.
force was needed. He didn't need to throw it that far, but I guess good that he did, because it would have
Yeah.
killed them too. But then the strangest thing happens. Time check.
Oh, 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Do you want to know what happens, Zorb?
What happened, Gorb?
He throws the grenade, and it doesn't go off in front of them. It goes off behind them. Sinks Gleno's boat, by the way.
No.
And then the man with the Illinois accent says, "Nice to meet you. I'm the Crab King of Illinois. Welcome to hell." And then a long discussion ensues.
Is he
Basically, they're
Glarble
like,
Dank?
no, he's not Glarbeldank. Glarbeldank is the third guy who's just like a,
Oh.
you know. He's half frog, half human, almost like he had a bullfrog for like a grandfather. We're not
Yeah.
gonna go there. But Glarbeldank is also there, enjoying a good snapper. And they're like, what is happening? What's going on? And he's, you know, the Crab King of
Anyone thrown in
Illinois.
a blah blah?
Well, that's what the fourth guy walks in. He says, "Blah blah, may I have some fish?"
There's a fourth guy?
And well, he
I
just
thought there
walked
were
through. I mean,
three.
like I think we know this
He
story.
walked through from where?
You can only come from two directions. We know this. Now, surprisingly, the Crab King of Illinois looks to Mamo and he says, "Did you get our message?" And he said, I thought it came from space. Where are we? What is this?"
Yeah.
And the crab time check.
1 minute and 50 seconds.
The Crab King of Illinois grabs Mamo, and then what did I say? Four. One more guy shows up to join the fish fry.
And
All.
it's Illinois, not Illinois.
To yeah. I mean, who knows? Now, Illinois, whatever. He shows up, he grabs Mamo on the face.
God.
And the other four each grab one of the other four corresponding people. Vince is trying to
By the
fight him off,
face?
but you know, well, it's more of a bear hug on Vince. He takes actually two to hold him down. Frankie was
Yeah.
easy, but and the Crab King of Illinois explains. This is where the circle meets its end.
Yeah.
All you need to know is that you only have 4 feet. You can't escape any other way except for this point. But what we found out over 100 years is you have to get somebody to take your place. I'm so sorry.
No.
And then all the four, five, I forget how many people there were from the fish fry,
They
they
keep
each
coming.
push. the expedition crew onto the sandbar fully and
Yeah.
then hop back off into the ocean themselves. I mean,
They
the
just
boat
start
sunk.
swimming.
Yeah, it's better than the circle. It's better than the circle. For those of you who didn't get this episode, I don't know. I'll throw something in the description to make reference to what I'm talking about here. First was a bold choice.
Alrighty, Gorp.
All
Are you
right.
ready for
You
my
got a roll.
geolocating? Okay. Here we go.
What do you got?
My first roll. Oh my god, I hit land right away.
Oh, wow, where?
Wow. I am in northeast Myanmar.
Okay. Ooh, it's a very
Okay.
Southeast Asian episode here. We got, I don't know
Yes,
if Timor-Leste
exactly.
counts as that, but
Near
Indonesia.
Tongyan, or actually more
Tongyan.
accurately near Haipa and Mong San.
Okay. All
All right, who
right.
are my two character names,
Your
Gorb?
two character names, and then I'll give you your prompt, are first character is Tony.
Tony.
Yep, that's all you need to know. Yep.
All right, who's my second character?
Philiph, Lord of the Dead.
Love it.
That's what you got. Yeah, Tony and Philiph, Lord of the Dead.
All right, what's my prompt, Gorb?
Your prompt for this Northeast Myanmar with Tony and Philiph, Lord of the Dead, is tell me about. Now, your prompt is tell me where to find the heart of the world. Go.
Alrighty. Okay. I got 22:33 on the clock.
It's running. You're good.
All right. So, there's Janie. There's Lambda. And there's
Like the Greek letter?
Beatrice, yeah. Okay. And they're all actually on a fishing trip. They're a group of three women who love going fishing, okay? And
How old are they? Can you describe them for me?
They're all in their late 30s, like
Okay.
37, 38-ish each. They're all friends from pre-K. They've known
Oh,
each other
wow.
that
Yeah,
long.
they've kept in touch.
And Janie kind of got all of them into fishing in their early 30s. And for some reason, they all really liked it and took to it, you know?
Okay.
And Janie has is a very famous fashion designer,
Okay.
okay? And she has quite a bit of moolah,
Okay.
so she
Money.
funds their
Yes.
yearly fishing trip, okay? Which
Okay.
this is their third year.
Where did they go
The
the
first
previous
year
two
they went to
years?
Florida, and they just went saltwater fishing off the
Okay.
coast. Second year, Beatrice's husband came along and they hated that. Oh, he's the worst.
What's his name?
His name is Gooby. Gooby. Gooby, like picture, like you know those, and like there's obviously nothing wrong with like someone who like can't pronounce their Oz, but like go Gooby kind of talks like a kindergartner or a first grader, and that would be fine if he was a kind man. But Gooby only eats like grilled chicken. You know what I mean?
Does he put salt and pepper on it at least?
No, like plain. That's
Oh,
like
wow.
crazy. Okay, and he likes to write stories, but they're really like kids' books.
Do they sell? Are they popular?
One of his books kind of took off, and it's like a guide for like sledding. Like they don't
So,
know like who's buying all the copies, but it sold like 100,000 copies, and it's literally just like take sled, put sled on snow, like a step-by-step children's guide to sledding. Took
he
off, who
writes
knows?
K through 2 nonfiction. Is that his genre?
That's right.
Man.
And he kept like when they were like all fishing, like he wouldn't stop fucking talking. He's like, "Is it white or wong?" And they like literally were like, "Shut the fuck up, Gooby." Like he's like having all these like philosophical discussions about like very like mild acts, like using someone using someone else's Netflix. Is it white or wrong? And like Lambda was like, "I'm gonna fucking throw you in the water." Okay.
Oh God.
Lambda's like a biker girl, okay?
Okay.
And Janie, like I said, is a fashion designer.
What
Beatrice is
is?
like a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Well, so Gooby's books are making money.
Somehow. It's just guides for things that you wouldn't think you need a guide for,
Can you give me some other titles? Just give me
like
two.
how to spread butter on toast is one. How to log in to like an old AOL account. He tried doing that for adults and it didn't sell as well, so we went back to
Okay.
children's
All right,
novels.
that's fair. All right. So Gooby's not on this fishing trip in Myanmar.
Gooby was not re-invited by Janie, let's just say that, okay?
Okay, all right.
So this third trip, they're in Thailand, but then one of their friends who's Thai, her name is
Is it Tony?
Range.
Okay.
No, not Tony. Oh no, not Tony.
Oh no, not Tony.
Range is like, listen, you guys are like, you might think the fishing for like big catfish here in Thailand is good. And they went on one, charter, and that was with Tony, okay? Tony is an expat who lives in Thailand, okay?
Okay,
He's
like,
like
do
a
we mean
Korean
like,
War veteran,
okay,
and
so one of those in Thailand,
he like never really he like went back home for like a couple months and was like, "I'm going right back."
yeah, that's
But
fair.
he ended up traveling around. But Tony has some idiosyncrasies. He wears a monocle.
For like medically or.
If you ask about it, he gets irrationally angry. Okay. Otherwise, he's a pretty jubilant guy, but he also is like really into like knitting. So, like when he takes people out on fishing charters to go catfishing to Thailand, he just knits the whole time when he's not operating the
So
motor.
is he into fishing or is it just a means to support
No,
his
he hates
knitting?
it. He
Okay.
hates fishing. He's like, "What's a job I can do with people, who will do whatever they want, and I just can like knit?" Like that's all he wants to do. He just wants to
That's
knit.
fair. Does he sell the
He
stuff he
he's part
knits?
he's part of an expat group in Bangkok specifically called the Knit Bits. Okay.
Like a knitting
But
circle
that's neither
for.
here nor there.
Okay.
So Tony took them out on their first fishing charter, and they caught like one pretty big catfish that was like half the size of Janie, who's like only
Okay,
like
so they're
4 foot
trying to catch
11.
that Mekong catfish.
Yeah, it wasn't that kind. It was a smaller breed.
Okay.
And Lambda, Beatrice, and Janie are all out that night. They like go and like they're like, we're gonna stay up until the sun vibing, and that's where they meet Range. Okay.
Okay. Tell me about range.
Range is like a hostess at this like risque, like burlesque bar. And
Okay.
they're all like talking, and they like really end up hitting it off. And they start talking about Tony and how much he loves knitting. And then Range is like, you should get Tony to come out. So Beatrice calls Tony and he meets them out, okay?
Okay. They're going to the bar, or are they
Several
going fishing?
hours of bouncing from bar to bar go by. They've each had quite their fair share of drinks. And Range is with them and Tony's with them. Tony's, teaching them all these knitting techniques. Janie's talking about her new line of socks that are going to be coming out.
Okay.
Beatrice is complaining about Gooby's weird habits, like how he like replaces toilet seats without asking her. Then he denies that he did it. So it's like really weird stuff. And then Lambda's like talking about like all her friends who are like in like the biker gang with her because they
Okay.
don't all live in the same place. They just like meet back up
Yeah,
for the
that makes
fishing
sense.
trips.
Yeah, no.
So that's when Range kind of gets serious all of a sudden. And
Okay, what'd she say?
she's like, listen, I know you think the fishing is good here, okay? But I'm only half Thai, okay? The other half of my family is from, like Myanmar, and I
Okay.
can take you to a river where you will catch the biggest catfish you've ever seen in your life, okay?
Okay.
And Janie and Lambda and Beatrice are like, well, our return flight, like we bought like, we have like hotels that we booked, but we could just like cancel them or whatever. And we'll
Yeah.
just go. Yeah, like fuck it, why not? Needless to say, they all
How does Tony feel about this?
well, here's the thing. Tony is so locked in to his knitting that he just agrees, but he doesn't even really know what they're asking him, okay? But
Right.
part of the thing about Tony is that he's very agreeable. He's
Okay.
like Mr. Gullible from The Amanda Show, where if you like tell him to
Okay.
do something, he'll do it. And luckily, Janie, Lambda, and Beatrice are all like pretty good people, so they don't take like
Yeah, they
very,
don't take advantage of him.
they don't do bad things
Yeah.
with that. But there was one guy who was at the bar with them who came over to kind of like talk to them. And he asked Tony to hand him his mittens that he was knitting, and the guy just took a mitten and ran, and Tony was crushed. But anyway,
Is there a huge market for mittens in Thailand? Or is it maybe I don't know
well,
much about the climate, or is
you
it more of a
haven't
niche good?
seen Tony's work, Gorb.
Okay, all right, so it's art.
It
It's
is
art is what.
immaculate. These were like knitted silk mittens. He can
Oh,
knit
it's
with
silk.
silk.
Oh, he's that good. I don't even. Okay,
He's
all
that
right.
good. Only Tony has an eye for it. He's been doing it
Okay.
since he was young.
Before the Korean
Anyway,
War. Okay.
time check.
You have 10 minutes and 40 seconds left. Side note, the
Okay.
Korean War was like, that was like a mi how old is Tony?
Tony's in his 70s.
Okay, so what
He's
does
up
that put
there.
this at? All right. You
Yeah,
sure you
you
don't
could do
mean
the
the other
math
war?
there.
Okay. So they get out to Myanmar. What's happening there?
Well, not yet, not yet. They
Oh,
all
not
wake
yet.
up and they're like super hungover, and Range is like sleeping on the floor of their like hotel room. I guess she
Okay.
didn't like go back, and Tony's asleep in the armchair.
Okay.
Okay. And Range is like like wakes up like full of energy, like she's not like drained at all.
Okay,
Weird.
yeah.
And she's like, come on guys, we have to go. We have to go now before you know you guys before it happens. And like they're still waking up, they're like, what is she talking about? Like what?
Yeah.
And she's like, before Phyllis. And Tony's like, oh, he's like rubbing his eyes, like, what did you say, Range? And she's like, I didn't say anything. Come on, let's go. So they all pile in Range's van. She's got like an old, like tan, chipped everywhere van, and they all pile in.
Okay, all right.
And they have like a 4 or 5 hour drive. They're just like talking about like, you know, all their lives back at home and like all that kind
All
of
right.
stuff. But one thing that makes Lambda a little bit suspicious, she's kind of a paranoid person in general,
Okay, yeah.
is she sees at one point Range reach into the center console and like grab what looks like some sort of like cross, like squeeze it 3 times and then put it back in her center console.
Like a crucifix or
She couldn't really tell, but it almost looked like those like Egyptian ones
oh,
where
like an
it's like
ankh.
got like a hoop
Yeah.
at the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
All right. So maybe she's just
weird.
superstitious. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get there. It's evening time. She's like, by the time they get there, and they, you know, get to her village and they, you know, set up camp at her grandma's house. Grandma's
Okay.
super sweet.
Is the grandma
And
like
they
just shocked at all by Range just bringing back
no doesn't
four?
faze her, doesn't faze her. She just cooks them an apple crisp, okay, and
Traditional Myanmar dish of apple
traditional
crisp.
Burmese apple crisp, okay. And
Okay.
they're all sleeping now. Here's where
Okay.
things start to get a little bit weird. Time check.
Okay, it's just now getting weird. 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
Tony is sleep. He's one of those people who just sleeps better like sitting, almost. So he's
Yeah.
sitting in like this like recliner, you know, in this house,
Okay.
and he like feels something like tickling his arm hair. He's like, you know,
Is it
starting
a
to
bug?
stir,
Okay.
and he looks to his left. And Range's grandma is like smelling his arm. She's like leaned over, nostrils to the hair,
Okay.
smelling his arm.
Is
Okay.
Tony, is he fragrant? Or like is he is she is she,
And
or
Tony like snatches his arm back. He's like, what are you doing? I know my arms are fragrant. She just like looks dizzy and she goes, I'm not her grandma, and walks away.
Oh, she can speak English. Was she speaking English before this, or was she talking to
She
them?
wasn't.
Okay.
And she says it in Korean.
Oh, which
If
Tony can
you didn't know,
understand.
Tony did marry a Korean woman who had passed away, and
After the war.
she
Okay.
was the one who taught him knitting. Isn't that
Oh,
so
that's so
cute?
sweet.
Next
Okay.
day, Tony is so agreeable, he doesn't tell anyone about
Oh
this.
no, Tony. It's too
Okay?
much.
He's just nervously knitting at 2 times speed as they go in the van towards the river. Okay?
Okay. Is the grandma still in the
Finally, Tony
house
works
when they
up the
wake up?
courage.
Okay.
What was that?
Is the grandma still in the house when they wake up, or
The
is
grandma
she?
wasn't there when they woke up in the morning. Okay.
Okay. Just working, I guess. I don't know.
We don't know.
All right.
Range was like, oh, she went to like my relative's house or something.
Okay. All
And
right.
then they, you know, they're in the van, and finally, when they're parking and Lambda is getting out because she went to like a dock where she has a friend.
Okay.
Named Paulie, who is
Okay.
another expat, but he's an expat from Australia.
living in Myanmar.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's talking to Polly, who they haven't met yet, and they're over by the dock getting the boat into the water. And Tony finally, like, elbows Lambda to his left, and he's like, Lambda, the grandma said she wasn't the grandma. And Lambda
In Korean.
was like, what? And he's like, in Korean. And she was like, what are you talking about, Tony? Like, did you have a weird dream or something? And Tony immediately shuts up because
Oh.
he thought he had overstepped. Okay.
He's very
So
easily
then
dejected.
Lambda just lets it go, but Beatrice is like, what did you say? And Tony tells her.
Okay, yeah.
And she goes, that's weird because I thought for sure that I saw Gooby crawling on the ceiling last night. Okay. He dropped grilled chicken on my lap and I tasted it. And then she picks up a piece of grilled chicken. And they're all like, what is happening?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. 3 minutes
Range
and
comes back to the
40
car and she's
seconds
like, oh
left.
my God, come on, guys. And Polly's like leaning through the other thing. He's like, all right, mate, let's get in my boat.
Was he like?
And like Janie's like, are you Australian? He's like, yeah, that's me. I'm Australian. And she's like, you don't sound Australian. Needless to say, they go back and forth for like 5 minutes. They decide to go in the boat, okay? Because she's like making promises of this giant catfish,
Well,
okay?
they're also already at way a ways from Thailand now, right? It's not easy to get back, I imagine.
Correct. And they don't have a car. So that's part of the discussion is like Janie's like, we don't even have a car. We can't like
I
leave.
mean, they got Paulie in his boat, but he seems kind of sketch too.
So here's the thing. They all pile into the boat. And it's a big boat. Like Polly's fitting in it as well.
Okay.
Time check.
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Then it's a dead day. They don't catch anything. Range is like apologizing over and over, like, oh my God, I'm so
Yeah.
sorry. Like, I'm sure we'll like catch something, you know what I mean? Like, it don't worry about it. And it's starting to get closer to the evening, and like Janie's like, okay, I think we should call it. Are we ready to go back to your grandma's house? And then Tony is he's not fishing, he's just knitting. Tony's like, what is that? And there is like a jet black fin that is down the river. And this is a
Okay.
massive river, like width of the Amazon, right?
Okay,
No
yeah, it's
current.
big.
And Gorb, it is like three times the size of an orca fin.
Okay,
Okay.
it's big. It's like Jaws
But it's
level
like
bigger, yeah.
long and slender. And Jane's like, oh my God, what is that? And then like Range and Polly just start to like laugh and like hold each other and they start like making out and it's like really weird. Okay.
Okay, 1 minute and 15
Tony like
seconds
pries them
left.
apart. He's like, stop that. The giant fin erupts from the water, okay?
Okay.
There is a woman's body at the end of this fish where you think the head would be. It's like a weird mermaid thing. And she goes, and Range goes, Phyllis, I brought you some. And they're all like, what the fuck is happening? Time check.
44 seconds. 44
Okay.
seconds. The heart of the
Phyllis,
world.
Lord of the Dead, starts to bring all of these dead fish bodies that start to just like fly out of the water and form all of these ropes of flying dead fish. Needless to say, Tony looks this fish in the eye, mermaid, whatever it is, okay?
10 seconds.
And he sews its mouth shut in less than 3 seconds, and then they all swim and escape.
And
The
that, wow. That was beautiful. That
Tony
was,
didn't make it
that's,
though. R.I.P. Tony.
did they have a heart attack? Was it something like a pretty old?
He wasn't ready.